Yep.
Right. Sometimes people get together, and when people and behind a cause, and when they get together behind a cause, the right people anyway, some things change a bit.
Every great movement started with a group of people coming together to make a stand. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah,
where people were coming together, we're gonna take a stand for this today.
It's crazy. It's inspiring.
Everybody here, everybody here, every single person here, all of the people here, everybody here, all of us in this room, all three of us, we all love talking, and we wouldn't be here. You can't get to here. You can't get into this attic room if you don't love talk. You got to still love talking, man.
It's
you've
like
got to be talking.
It's like for so long everybody was like, "When is this going to happen?" And I'm so excited about it. I can't even finish. When is it going to happen? And they wanted it for so long. They've been afraid of it happening. They wanted it. They known it. They loved it, and they feared it. The three podcasters, talkers of such repute, to get together in the same room.
The
game's going to change forever.
We need to. For so long, the story has been written for us.
It has.
But now we're the authors.
We need to write a story.
We're going to write it for ourselves.
Not the podcast labels.
Not the podcast labels. Not Podify. Not nobody. Not
PodMax.
PodMax.
Podtastic.
Because all they care about is... That's just all they care about is technology. The big podcast, it's all about the tech. But we're about the art.
Humanity.
It's about the chat.
It's about humans.
We're bringing back talking to the forefront.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
For too long, we've listened to machines talking to us, about us, behind our backs.
Sometimes
we had to eavesdrop on the big robots. But now we're going to do the talking because humans invented talking.
Yeah, not the pod bots.
Not the pod bots.
Does a machine have blood?
No.
Does a machine have intestines?
Does a machine have a tongue?
In the end, we're all just a tube, and we make noise out of the end of that tube, and that noise is talking.
Yeah.
A machine can't do that.
And that has happened here today, right now. Well, it's about to happen in a minute.
Now?
Let's run the tape.
Hello and welcome to the Internet on Cassette, searching the web for you and immortalising it on the medium of tape.
Don't look at me, can't you see? I don't want to talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Tom, I'm feeling excited.
You should be.
I don't know what that was about.
It was about changing the game.
Yeah,
forever.
I'm feeling pumped up. I'm feeling ready to click some links.
You know
Feeling ready to...
You know how the game's been for a while?
Yeah.
It's about to be different.
I feel like consuming some content.
Yes.
I feel like maybe buying merchandise.
Yes.
I feel like maybe changing my brand loyalties.
Hallelujah and amen, brother.
This script that you've given us has just...
It's not a script. Don't give...
This meeting we're having is just...
Behind the curtain there. Fourth wall issues. Did you not read the NDA? Yeah, NDA in the... You sign an NDA, you're not supposed to talk about...
I gave you a script and
this is all contrived.
Can we just... I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. What?
I think that's
I've read the thing.
Yeah.
I've done the reading.
Yeah.
I did the talking.
Okay.
Now I'm not getting the understanding
what's
bit of it.
Going on is that we're changing the game.
What game?
As I mentioned before.
Josh, the game is... Can't you tell the game has been changed?
The game.
The game?
Which game?
The game of life.
Not the board game, the game of life.
No, not the game. The game of...
Don't mess with
life.
Perfection, Tom.
It's the game that the game of life was based on, which
what,
is...
Life?
Life. The game of life.
Our life.
Our life.
Our life.
Our life. And it's that plus art, plus humanity, not robots.
It's going to be exciting.
Not adverts, but artists who talk.
Some kind of, like, I just feel like, you know, today it just feels like technology is changing every day. It's like Christmas every day. There's something new coming out all the time. And I just feel like this is the launch of a brand new...
I've got a name for
it's like a movement. It's a revolution.
Go on, what's it called?
It's called... Podcast Tidal.
Podcast Tidal.
Podcast
Tidal. Are we getting paid for this?
I like it.
We're all going to get paid a lot, yes.
We're going to get paid a lot more.
I mean, we already
are. Theoretically.
I earn so much... I'm shitting money from podcasts. So, I don't know if...
We all are. We're all making an absurd amount of money.
But
from
Tom, what about the little podcasters out there?
Oh, forget the ones about, that aren't. This isn't about that. This is about truth, isn't it? And it's also about not getting. We haven't been getting a fair deal. I mean, I know we've been getting a lot of money. I can't stress how much money we've all three of us have been getting. From
I am incontinently rich,
talking on the internet, but. It for 12 people, but a lot.
Yeah.
But we haven't been getting enough, I think. And also, most of that money's been going to the big podcast giants, hasn't it? Most of our hard-earned talking.
What makes me furious is those the providers that are just giving away podcasts for free, like it costs us nothing to make them.
It's absurd, isn't it? Isn't it crazy? They give them away for free.
They're getting it all for free now.
And we only get... 27% of that free.
When I was a podcaster back in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And you had to go into podcast megastores, right? And buy you all come on a mini disc, and that was all you could get it on, and you had to buy it.
Yeah.
You couldn't record it off the radio or steal it from me. And now I earn so much money, but I'm furious that people get it for free.
I'm furious. Toby, are you furious?
I just feel I'm ready to purchase. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready.
I'll buy it as well.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about is high fidelity.
Yes.
Talking.
Yes.
The highest possible fidelity talking.
Will there be content available that only dogs can hear?
There will be. Exclusive dog only content.
So you get the thing is when you get that like kind of extra quality, like
what about Wales?
We're working on Wales as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So you get that wider spectrum, right? You say but you can't hear it, but the tone is warmer. Okay. You get a warmer.
It's
tone.
It's like you're in the room with the people. Talking.
It's like yes. What it's like, is really people there. Are talking into your ears out of tiny little speakers that you put in them. And we're going to make that experience come alive.
They're called pods.
They're called pods.
Dr. Dre's made them. New range of them. Pods.
Yeah.
This is the kind of people talking. We're fighting against.
Dre's
right?
On board.
Dre's on board. Saying. Yeah, we're not fighting Dre.
Anyway, it's meaningful, isn't it? And it's happening right now.
It's a great idea for a name. I'm just going to...
Podcast Tidal.
Going to look it up here. And
it's going to be a tidal wave of...
Podcasts.
Talking.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense
money.
To me now. See, I thought it was sort of like a detergent.
Tidal?
Sounds kind of like a detergent, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
So we're going to clean up the podcasting world.
We are curing...
What about podcast Daz? With that?
We are curing cancer here, basically. The cancer of you know, not getting a fair deal on the massive amounts of money that we're all getting.
Mm. I've just been looking this up, and I had no idea, Tom, how good this was. Josh, did you know Beyonce is involved?
I had no idea that Beyonce is
yeah?
involved.
Yeah, Daft Punk are there. They're wearing the robot helmets.
Say.
You can wear a robot helmet if you want.
I want the robot helmet.
Yes.
I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to
Usher's there.
Name any
Usher's
names.
Involved.
Well, if you want to speculate about Usher being involved.
He looks bored.
Listen.
He does
hey,
look bored.
You may think that, but you listen to his podcast. That man has got some things to say.
Yeah. It's about J-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Lavender Club cast.
Yes. That's not an Usher one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Lavender Club?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a one.
Yeah, Usher one.
It is a one.
Lavender
that
Club.
Is a one.
That's a one. God. But not a Usher one.
Probably.
Well, whoever did Love in the Club, they're on board, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm watching this video, and we've got Nicki Minaj. I've never heard someone speak with such passion and fire.
She's furious.
I mean, this is absolutely amazing. And
Chris Martin looks dubious, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's because
there's actually not many podcasters here. They all look like musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm still feeling ready to buy.
Good, you should.
I don't know what it is.
It's time to change everybody.
That's what Jay-Z said.
And change their experience of everything.
Yeah, but this doesn't seem to have anything to do with podcasts.
A very, very, very specific platform.
I don't think this is relevant. I don't think that this has got anything to do with us.
Yeah, no, well, what?
I'm just amazed you got them all here, Tom. So.
Podcast title. There's a man in a space hat. He's
the one from Daft Punk.
Who?
Daft Punk,
space hat.
Robot
he's
heads.
Got a well, I don't know who he is, but he's got a lovely space hat. And there's another man who's a mouse.
Have you met any of these people in real life?
Define real life.
I feel the creeping tide of disappointment every week this happens.
It's a good idea though, isn't it, that they've had hands in the air. I you know, have,
like, you just don't care.
I've taken some ideas and I've, you know, improved them.
You've doctored them,
and
you?
Some copyrighted.
Well, why shouldn't
names
we?
And probably patents as well?
Why shouldn't we have everything as good as Jay-Z's?
You've
got
just
it?
Taken their idea for free. You haven't paid for it or streamed it in high fidelity, have you? You've just got the idea in 128 kilobytes a second.
We're good. We're putting out. We're promising everybody cassette quality audio in a streaming service. Now, if you can find anybody else who can offer something that good, you can't. Jay-Z's not doing it. Chris Martin's not doing it.
You could have at least given it a different name.
Podcast title, I think it is.
You could have at least not linked me to the actual title.
Well, it doesn't. I don't see the link. It's a completely
same
new name.
Name.
It's
the word podcast on it.
That's not the kind of thing that we do around here.
No, we don't. You do.
I don't know. I don't remember ever. If there's one thing that this show stands for, it's its unique brand identity and never ever taking a name and putting another word in front of that name and then thinking, well, that'll be all right. because probably nobody's really listening anyway.
Now, hold on a second, Tom.
Oh, God, do you think Jay-Z's going to listen to this now and go, his next rap song is going to be about us, isn't it?
You're going to start another podcast.
Send you an email.
He's going to send me,
it's going to be another sleepless night.
A strongly worded email. Believe me, Jay-Z has got some strong words.
Yeah, he makes them in his word factory.
Mr. Z is very, on the letter writing, better than I am at talking right now. He's knows what he's saying and he pulls no punches.
He can finish sentences.
He can better like than
nobody's.
I
any it's happening.
Good.
It's already happened. It's too late for you to be disappointed because I've already done it. Okay, I've registered the name. I've got a software guy working on it.
Oh jeez,
it's going to be a whole platform.
How much will it cost us, Tom?
Us personally?
Well, no, we will be making millions of bitcoins from it, but how much will it cost?
Theoretical bitcoins.
The people who are still listening.
The people who are still listening, it's going to cost you a steal only. only 70 Bitcoins.
I feel like you haven't really thought this through.
Can I ask?
Every week this happens, Josh.
Bitcoins.
Every week. You weren't here, yeah, a couple weeks. Happen. Every week this kind of just doesn't end. trying to make a proper podcast here, and Tom's trying. He's always starting fights with corporations.
I come round. Tom has a aneurysm or something, and just kind of I don't know what it's happens.
He's having mini strokes.
You guys can carry on with your low fidelity podcast as long as you like, but me and John Cusack and Jay-Z and Jack Black and Kanye are going to go and change things together or separately.
You're doing it separately. No, together.
We're doing it at the same time, in the same sphere of time, underneath the same sky.
Well, while we wait for the oncoming horde of emails,
the oncoming tsunami.
Yeah, the incoming tsunami. I wasn't going to go there, Josh, but
okay,
you
listen.
Did.
All I'm going to say to our listeners is, if you want to be in a part of this at the ground level, and believe me, is very much on the ground. I'm lying on the ground right now. Come down here. All you've got to do is register your interest at www.podcasttitle.geocities.au.biz.com.net. That's a new and go there and click on subscribe, and I will send you some direct mail in the post about podcast title. Whoa. Should we stop?
Just do what Tom says.
Just do what I say immediately.
Fine.
I'm now going to go and register that domain name. And I will see you there for the future.
Hello and welcome to the Internet on Cassette. I'm your host, Chief Web Archivist and Internet Expert, Toby Wilmot. Largely content-free podcast today, guys. We just thought, you know, trying to keep it healthy. So, yeah, I don't suppose there's anything coming in.
You might call it a malcontent podcast.
Let's just generate some content, guys.
Let's just generate it. You know what? We've been reaching out to our listeners.
I want
to
do my thing.
Tom?
I want to generate my content.
Josh is here as well, and I'm here, and I'm Tom. We've been begging for people to sort of fuel this thing for us so that we'd have to do as little work as possible. Not that we do that much.
I don't do any work.
No,
well, I've done a lot of work with podcast people.
Yeah. And so somebody did send some content in.
Whoa, nice.
Chris Marsh.
Shout
just
out
in
to
case
Chris,
that's his
Chris Marsh.
ASMR trigger. I'm inside your ears and inside. Head, Chris Marsh. And he sent some content in, which is good, via Facebook. I'm going to get you to put this into your phones now,
yep.
Have a look, and we'll just have a quick discussion.
Great.
About what he sent us. The link is www. Look us up at Play Along at Home. www. Don't call in, it's just for fun. I'm sorry. Excuse me. www.spintastic.com.
Putting in right now.
Okay. Got that?
I can't even pretend to lie about this. I sneaked a peek at this website before. I've definitely seen this website before. And I've got something better. I've got something better, right? What's your name? Chris Marsh.
Chris Marsh, not Chris. Him, not me. I don't want you. It's just
Chris.
Listener,
just for you.
Chris.
Listen, right on the left hand side of the links, there's a thing that the guy who owns the company Spintastics and is displaying here a wonderful T-shirt and also dual yo-yo combination. There's a link on the left hand side that says Dale Oliver bio. Now, Chris, I've met Dale Oliver.
Oh yes! We should explain what this website is, right? So it's a yo-yo website. Of course, yo-yo is the latest craze on the playground.
Yeah,
and this website seems particularly relevant. Josh, you've obviously been looking at it recently. Was it recently?
Not recently. I haven't seen this website for about 15 years. I don't think. But as soon as I saw it, I thought I bloody know this website. Something is familiar about it.
Yeah.
So Spintastics, it's a guy who his career is built on yo-yoing and doing yo-yo exhibitions, but he also owns a company making yo-yos, and the company's called Spintastic. And the first name in skill toys, whatever that means, is the tag at the top of the thing. But if anyone is listening, I just urge you to go to spintastics.com and just take a look at Dale. Just look at him. He's a fantastic human being. And he looks very much like you might expect a man would look who's made his career out of yo-yoing.
Yep.
I'm looking at the picture.
Can I just... I should point out as well, he didn't just send us the link to spintastic.com. He specifically sent the link to Dale's bio.
Oh, this looks great. You know what?
Because
this guy's doing a double cat's cradle, Tom. This guy is not mucking around.
Well, yeah. It's funny you say 15 years ago as well, because Chris actually did a spoof sketch about him, a video, 15 years ago. I have that.
This was at the peak of Dale's career, I'm sure, because I went to the NEC in Birmingham.
That's a big venue.
Right? But they had, like, it wasn't just yo-yos. It was others. I don't know. I can't remember why we went. I think we went to school for some sort of exhibition thing. And there was a yo-yo stand there, and Johannes was there.
Johannes?
Johannes was there, and other people. And at the back of the stage, kind of bitter about all this fresh new yo-yo talent being brought up in the UK, was this old man who turned out to be Dale Oliver. And I, as like a 12-year-old, went up to him with my bumblebee yo-yo and went, "What do you think about my yo-yo?" And he said, "That's not a good yo-yo. It's too high maintenance."
Wow. So this guy, he'd been yo-yoing for years, and suddenly the craze came round. And
but he was really good. He was just an old man who was excellent at yo-yoing. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about it. I just remembered. I couldn't. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, Chris...
He's invented numerous yo-yo tricks during his career.
This is the thing. Dale Oliver is the kind of thing that... if it weren't... Chris, if you had never mentioned spintastics.com, and if this moment had never happened, I would never have remembered... There is nothing in my brain that would have let me remember that this person existed, but...
Yeah.
I feel like now you've kind of cemented it, and I'm going to... be thinking about Dale Oliver a lot.
Did you meet Johannes?
I met, sort of. I didn't... I mean,
you
I
saw him at a distance.
Yeah, I saw him.
It's more than I get. Tom, were you into yo-yos?
Oh, not at all. I could not yo.
Yeah, I can't imagine you being
fingers
like...
Fingers were too small and stubby. Yeah.
I, at school, for a while, was called Yo-Yo Boy.
Right. growing up, but I had me yo-yo.
A title at first I was quite proud of, although by the time I was going to university and coming back home at Christmas and sort of waddling home from the pub and just hearing from across the other side of the street, "Oi, yo-yo boy, do's a trick, okay?"
Those kind of things haunt you for so
long. A long time.
Yeah, year eight, yeah. Wow. I was a, it's not such a good name, but I was a fart boy.
Okay, well, like, this is getting really sad. This is getting so sad.
It didn't last too long. I managed to luckily, I'm fairly charismatic. I managed to move past the fart boy nickname.
Yeah, you think you did.
It says it as well. Today, Oliver travels extensively doing yo-yo promotions and his well-known yo-yo fun and science spin school programs.
Science. Doing that,
an hour-long school assembly is followed by PE clinics, where he teaches the art of yo-yoing to more than 40,000 children each year. not in one thing. I don't like... Which schools are saying, you know what we really need to get into the health curriculum here is a guy who will come and show kids how to yo-yo.
Well, Jamie Oliver did that show, didn't he? In 1992, I think probably most of them.
That's the thing, though. Because
you couldn't move for yo-yos back then.
Was that 92? Was it really that long ago?
Well... Oh, no, sorry. He's the 1992 yo-yo world champion.
All right.
So, no, probably not.
So he kind of... His career had peaked by the time that yo-yos were... It was around 2000, right? Yo-yos were just...
Yeah.
Very...
Yo-ing like crazy.
Yo-ing like crazy.
There's like a wall of text on this.
What's interesting about one of the things that he does... What is it? The science? Science of Spin School program. You see, that's one of the big reasons he has a problem with all these young yo-sters. Because, you know, Johannes, for example, with his cheeky Scandinavian style, has a magic of spin school that he runs, and it kind of runs in rival. And it's quite a sort of pseudo, it's kind of religious, occulty kind of organization where they teach about how it's all just magic, basically.
Yeah.
And Dale Oliver won't have that because he knows that it's a science.
It's a science.
And he won't have people like Johannes out there cheapening his art, his, you know, it's physics, and he's passionate about it, and he wants to, you know, teach kids about physics through yo-yos.
And spinning tops and Diablos.
And Johannes and Harry Potter and Gandalf are all out there ruining it for Dale Oliver, which is why you might perceive him as a grumpy old man. He's not a grumpy old man, Josh.
He's bitter.
He's a visionary whose voice isn't being heard. Like Jay-Z in that regard. And
well, at least Jay-Z's voice will be in high fidelity, whereas...
Well, this is the other thing. His voice is incredibly low fidelity.
Some high fidelity yo-yos.
It's being recorded on
a yo-yo.
A yo-yo with a needle.
He gets the bit of string from the yo-yo, yeah, and he attaches it to a tin can and then speaks into the yo-yo. And only one person at a time can listen to it.
And that's how the science.
That's his like ending trick of what he does is he ties like 8 yo-yos together and puts a tin can on the other end, or a Diablo on the other end of it, and someone listens to it like that and he talks down it, and they just listen to him say, "Yo-yoing's not like it used to be when I was young. When I was young, every street corner and high street had children from here to Timbuktu playing on yo-yos and spinning tops and Diablos."
It was the first.
Today it's all Jay-Z and Yizzy Izzy, Wizzy Izzy, Yizzy U. What's wrong with the common yo-yo?
I don't know. And that was the first podcast ever.
You could order it on yo-yo.
You can order it. Go now to... what was my website?
Podcasttidal.com/UK.
.geocities.
Moonburst.spiral.com.
Comnet.
I recently bought a yo-yo from online.
Recently?
Yeah, well, I happened to tell my... When I started going out with my girlfriend, I happened to tell her that I was amazing on yo-yo. And I think that's a fair claim. I can do split in the atom. You'd be impressed.
Hey, yo-yo
Josh,
boy!
I'm impressed. You know, I could do everything. I got all the way except... Never quite hit split in the atom.
I'll teach it to you. I'll teach you.
I would love to.
I can't do it right now. It's kind of a visual trick.
Yeah, I could do walking the dog.
Good.
I could do Cat's Cradle.
I
could do Round the World.
Hey, whoa.
I could do your Double or Nothings.
Double or Nothing, that's pretty good. Skin the Cat.
Oh, I could do Skin the Cat.
Can you guys do up the Water Spout?
Which is that's Itsy Bitsy Spider Tongue.
Which is what I call making it, you know, come back up
so
again.
So behind on the times.
Because you throw it down, don't you, and it spins. And then you've got to make it come back up again. That's called up the water spout. I could never.
I feel like you're taking the piss out of yo-yo and Tom, and I don't know if I appreciate.
Wasn't the bumblebee yo-yo like £70 or something?
It was £35. They made a yo-yo called Cold Fusion that was £120.
Holy moly!
Did it actually perform Cold Fusion?
Because it was Johannes that created it, so it's part of his cult thing. The next yo-yo he made was "I don't need to eat food; I can just breathe air and stay alive."
Yeah,
it's a long title. But yeah. Anyway, the yo-yo that I bought for £7.
Then he started a mega church and released a book called The Yo-Yo Driven Life.
did you have a Thunderball? Was that what was it? Thunderball?
I had a Saber Raider.
Saber Raider.
I did. None of these are lies.
What were you doing, Josh? Tom, when all the other kids were yo-yoing?
I was playing Magic the Gathering.
Ah.
And right. Also collecting pogs.
Oh man, pogs are a different time. We all collected pogs.
Come on. You can yo-yo and pog. They're not mutually exclusive.
Oh, maybe you can, Josh. Not this guy. It was one or the other, but really only one, because one involved some skill and the other involved getting money off people to buy pogs.
Pogs.
The amount of pogs I had was just inversely proportional to how much I loved pogs. Because other kids would always encourage me to play for keeps, and I was not good at pogs.
No, I mean, I never played a game of Pogs.
You never play for keeps. You never got that thrill.
You never play. Wait, it's a game. You're supposed to play.
You just collect them to get the shiny ones.
You just that rich kid that middle just class. Collected. Yes, you've just outed yourself.
Non-yo-yoing.
Look, neither of us middle class.
Didn't yo. It's not that I wasn't. It's not that I was in a school that was sealed off from the yo-yo tidal wave.
You were just too good for it, weren't you?
No.
I bet you had loads of swaps.
Me and my peers were engaged in more high fidelity activities.
Well, like Tidal, listening to Jay-Z.
Listen to your high fidelity Pogs.
Like thinking about.
I bet you had a real metal keenie, didn't you?
Keenie? Sorry?
Yeah, that's what they called the smash.
Oh, the slammer?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah.
I had monsters in my pocket.
I freaking love those. Well. That was way before Pogs, man.
This is
turning into a Peter Kay stand-up set, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to eat them with my roller cola.
Okay. I tell you what, if it wasn't for Premier League stickers, my football knowledge would be just terrible.
Could we not?
Oh, I love remembering things, though.
Can we not?
Should we stop remembering things?
Yeah, because some of us are sad about remembering.
You're sad about remembering?
Most of the things I remember. Of that time, of the yo-yo times.
We should.
Are mostly me dropping yo-yos in front of girls.
Oh.
And also being a bit chubby. So.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Tom. Can we not?
We can not.
All right.
I think I got overexcited. Just
please then. Flip over to the side. Give them.
Wired to disconnected. What? I feel hollow inside. I feel like I've been hollowed out by this podcast.
What today. Do you mean?
I just feel like it's taken so much from me, you know?
It's all the content that's pouring out of you.
I just feel like, you know, I feel like by osmosis, like there isn't content out there on the internet and we have to make it. It's just passing through our membranes out there into the world. And I just feel like it's just draining me.
Give your life to generating content, Toby, and you get nothing back for it.
Yeah.
It's a thankless job.
No money or anything.
I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a really nice time.
I'm glad. You know what, Tom? I'm really glad you're enjoying it because that is why I do this. I do this for your enjoyment.
This is my favourite episode yet of anything.
What's your favourite bit been so far?
The bit where, I don't know, I trailed off and
something. Oh, I've stopped you from enjoying it by questioning you about it.
Right. It's all right. It's fine. I'm actually having a really, really nice time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
I hope it doesn't end.
It's gonna have to end.
Let's make it not end a bit.
Never-ending podcast. Never-ending podcast. There's can we get Falcor on it?
There's a luck dragon coming through the window. No, that's not a luck dragon. That's nothing.
A love dragon?
I feel like we should
A luck dragon. Never-ending story. It's a never-ending story joke, everybody. It's not a joke. It's just a luck dragon. It's a thing. It's a reference, I suppose. But actually, what I mistook a luck dragon coming through the window for nothing. Nothing at all.
Sometimes I feel like that this podcast is freewheeling and without goal. Where you have to remember, guys, that what we started this up for is to keep humankind in check and make sure that they know how far along we are towards the singularity. Okay, and we measure that with the
read out the internet verbatim,
the dipstick, also known as D-pack or don't pack.
He's a good dipstick. You've got to wipe him off.
Yeah, flipping dipstick, isn't he?
Don't just pull him out. Wipe him off first and then dip him back in. Then pull him out.
Then put him back in.
Wipe him off again. Put him back in. Make sure the engine is cool and you're not parked on a hill. Then take him out. And then you'll know.
So you might...
You'll just know.
You might remember if you're a...
You won't have to look at him. You'll just know.
Thanks, Tom.
Have you ever tried dipping a person in a car?
Sound wieldy.
It's a deep cut, but you might remember that this podcast does have some direct links with the government over in North Korea. I did spend a great deal of time with Kim Jong Il, and you.
By which you mean you had a sexual relationship with Kim Jong Il?
Tom, that is conjecture and rumor. Yep. Okay. And pontification.
How did you manage that? Was it easy getting into the country?
Well, I was a professional basketball player.
Okay, so easy to get in. Did he get you to star in any of his films?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much obligatory. They're just filming them in the airport when you arrive because they need foreign people in their films.
Did you do any slam dunks in the film? I don't mean like done well. I mean,
most of the acting was done with actual
slam dunks. The Korean did you start in the Korean version of Space Jam?
Yeah, the Korean most of it was done with cartoon actors.
As a director, that is Kim Jong Il's signature, isn't it? He always says, "That's a slam dunk. That chick was a slam dunk." It's in quotes on his IMDb page underneath his picture of his name. Thing. It just says slam dunk.
I think in the actual Korean version of. of Space Jam. The problem with it was is that the cartoons are illegal in Korea, so they just had an actual rabbit on the basketball court and Toby. I believe that's right, isn't it?
And Michael Jordan.
I actually went to a deep reverie about Korean Space Jam, and I've only just returned from it.
You've only just returned from it, that's all right.
Time just stretched out for me, and yeah.
They just kept saying, no, do it like Michael Jordan did it. Do it like Michael Jordan did it when he was actually with Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I did release some like signature shoes out in North Korea. Yeah. Did not go well.
Oh, Toby, that's a slam dunk.
Yeah. It's just like, I see how you said that in like a negative way. Listen, North Korea have released a bunch of slogans, right? We know and understand the power of slogans, the power of words, okay? And they've released these to the world. And of course, they are insane. So, we're going to play a bit of Deepak or Don't Pack today, right? We've got some...
Are you going to be the Deepak or Don't Pack master?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to achieve for this entire section. You're like a bunch of unruly school kids.
We are,
right?
A little bit. It's never going to happen. Because we've been talking about yo-yos and
now,
space
listen,
jump.
Look, the singularity could happen any minute, and if you guys don't focus, all right, the machines could rise up, okay?
But what if, I mean, if the singularity comes, I want to have been talking about Space Jam. And yo-yos in Del Oliver. I'm sorry.
This is what they say.
I'm sorry.
Rage against the dying of the light. And talk about Space Jam. Against the dying of the...
Should we play the game? Light. Let's play the game. Let's do the game.
All right, guys. Deepak or Don't Pack?
Come on, Tom.
Let us accomplish...
Sorry, Deepak is for it's North Korea.
This is generated by a real North Korean. Everything else,
we haven't come up with a proper
don't
name.
Pack. All right, come on. Well, do you want to do that, Tom? Do you want to do that? Let's make a name.
Think of dangerous territory, but
Deepak or Kim Pack or Jim Pack.
I don't like that.
Deepak or
Ill
Pack.
I think the format's established. Pack. We don't need a Korean spin on it.
No. Oh, executive decision there by Josh.
Yeah, the man who is in charge of the podcast.
What's that? Oh, I'm trying to think of Korean things now. What's the pickled cabbage thing? Kimchi?
Kimchi or
Let's
Kim
not.
Jong.
Let's not. Because
Kim,
this is
Kimchi
air.
Or Kim yeah. Jong.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll do Deepak or Don't
Deepak
Pack.
Deepak or Don't Pack, right? Where the answer is Chopra or Nopra. Okay, Chopra being something actually generated by the North Korean... government, not pro being something generated by a machine which is ready to rise up and destroy our lives, okay?
All right.
Listen, let us build our country into a most powerful one in the world, into a people's fairyland, as wished by the great comrades Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il.
I feel like that's too long to count as a slogan, so I'm going to go for NOPRA.
NOPRA, right.
You're assuming that the marketing team behind North Korea are good at slogans. I'm going to say Chopra.
Tom, you're absolutely correct.
Oh, man.
That's real. Okay.
Fairyland. It is a fairy, you know, fairyland.
Of dreams where...
Okay, right, guys.
Can be made.
Whatever happens this year, right, don't forget to glorify this year. Which the thermal power stations?
Once more?
To glorify this year.
Glorify this year. Which the thermal power stations?
Not bro.
Double bluff. Chopra.
Tom, a double, number, double bluffed you. That is an opera. Okay, right. Let's get some more here.
Put it through the translation telephone.
Translation telephone.
All right, here we go. Chopra or opera? Let the new milestone in building work.
Chopra.
Let the new milestone in building work.
Yeah.
Chopra.
That is an opera. That's one for the machines, I'm afraid.
Also doesn't make
any
sense.
Like the new... The other thing is, there's an added level on this, because you've got to translate it from Korean into English.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem.
Okay. Chopra or Nopra?
It's what Lost in Translation's
about. Let party cells become death-defying core and pioneers in implementing the party's policies.
Party cells.
That's got the word party in it three times. It's definitely a chopra. It's got to be a chopra. They love the party in Korea.
Well, we've had two nopras, so I'm going to say it's chopra as well.
Great, great work, guys. Right, if it wasn't for you, the machines would be defeating us right now. Listen, adorn the 70th anniversaries of national liberation and party founding with proud successes in consolidating the country's military strength.
I'm sorry. I need that one more time.
Listen, Tom.
I simply wasn't listening.
Adorn the 70th anniversaries of national liberation and party founding with proud successes in consolidating the military strength. I know it's a lot to take in. There's a lot of, you know, complex sentences there.
The slogan writing team over there in North Korea, I don't think... I think the reason I think that this is chopper is that if they wrote a good slogan, I think for some reason... Is it Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un now.
Kim Jong-il? Kim Jong. Kim Jong! I don't think... can you stop making that disconcerting noise, please, Tom? Kim Jong... I think that... I don't know, if they're too short, I feel like he thinks that they're not authoritative enough, and he will come down on them hard.
Mm. Yeah. I've got something to say to the slogan writing team of North Korea.
So if everybody else that's listening to the podcast can just stop for a minute whilst we focus solely on our hardcore listeners over in North Korea. Thank you, Tom.
I've got something to say to you. Listen, that's not a good... Listen.
You've already told them to listen.
That's
you can
not...
say the thing.
Okay, I just want to reiterate. Listen, that's not a good slogan. Maybe you should think about saying something the same, but with less words. Maybe, I don't know, here's... I'm just going to take that and condense it for you. Eat fresh. That's a good slogan.
That's a brilliant
you
slogan.
You can have that one.
How about this one, Tom?
Yeah.
Grow vegetables extensively in greenhouses.
Again, eat fresh would have been better.
It would have been better. I mean, that's basically what he's getting at. Eat fresh. You know, extensive greenhouse. Eat fresh.
Eat green.
Listen, that first one, I agree, chopra.
Chopra.
Totally chopra.
Okay. The second one.
Yeah.
Chopper.
Yeah. Listen, let the strong wind of fish farming blow across the country.
Let the strong wind of fish farming blow across the country. That could be a slogan for Grimsby. Because let the strong wind of fish farming blow across the country because we don't bloody want it. It smells of all fish guts and nasty.
Smells fishy.
Again, I think it's chopper.
I'm going the Nopra on that one.
It's a Chopra, you guys.
You son of
a bitch.
This is
real, all right? Listen.
Why is that a slogan for what? For who is
it's
that?
It's just general country slogans.
I mean, he's literally genuinely trying to encourage
like
people to fish.
Right?
This thing, I just want to clarify something.
Yeah.
What is a slogan?
Listen to this one, guys. Ready?
I'll tell you. Eat fresh is a slogan.
It's got to be simple.
But why? But what's the purpose of a slogan?
Doesn't matter.
It's got to be simple.
Why are you saying then?
Eat fresh.
Tin cans in the sun.
Yeah. Yes.
That's an Australian one.
Here's one, guys. Buy ready? Builders.
Great. I love it. That's amazing.
How do you feel about that? How does that make you feel?
Is it accompanied by... Is there artwork?
That's it.
Builders.
If I was in North Korea and experiencing that slogan, when it would come to me, you know, in an auditory format, visually, is it just the word builders printed on...
That's more of a sign. That's a label. That's a warning.
Well, how about this, then? Work out scrupulous measures to prevent damages from flooding, severe drought, storm and heavy snowfall...
Again, this is a hazard warning. It's not a slogan. It's like, you know...
It's, Radio 4 shipping forecast.
That was the Radio 4 shipping forecast.
Well, not for them. To a Radio 4 pra. You didn't say there were going to be Radio 4-based wildcards in this one. Hang on. You're rattling through them. I haven't answered. Nopra?
I feel like it's best if we rattle through these, to be honest, Tom. I feel like if we spend too long, it might just take a very, very long time today.
Sure, agreed.
Listen, I know you're focused on your other projects, like the title podcast, everything, but you've got to focus on the art. Okay, listen. All at the song we serve, the way possible through generations.
Nopra.
Say again.
All at the song, we serve the way possible through the generations.
Nopra.
That is an opera.
Yeah. They're not doing well. For example, the 50 Shades of Grey one.
Yeah.
The prose and the writing was better. It was more literate. It made more sense.
Well, that's
and it
good.
Flowed better than, you know, the E.L. James original.
That's a good sign, because you know what that means? It means the machines are taking a step back. For once,
only in North Korea.
We don't have to be afraid.
Specifically in slogan
North Ryan. Korean slogan robots.
No, but we do have to be afraid.
Slogan berries.
Of the fact that North Korea might be impervious to the singularity. If you thought about that, let's look at the facts. Eat fresh.
They're going to be
greenhouses.
They're going to be healthy.
Strong wind of fish farming. Builders.
Strong wind of fish farming.
They're going. Not feudal, but they're going Bronze Age. They're doing the good life in North Korea, right?
Yeah.
What don't you need for the good life?
AIs,
robots,
podbots,
iPhone machines of any kind.
You don't need podcast title.
So they're going to be there farming fish while we're all being, you know, slaughtered by our own sex toys.
So what we've learned from this is maybe the strong wind of fish farming needs to blow ever stronger in the UK.
Yeah. If it could just catch a northwesterly cold front. Weather joke.
Okay. Switch the tapes over, guys. We're coming up at the end of part B right now.
All right.
Dark night.
Yep.
But the stars are out, okay? It's deep night, the stars are out. And you go out into the garden.
All right.
Because you've got to get something from the shed.
Yeah.
And suddenly you think to yourself, I need to do a wee.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you take a little wee out in the garden.
Oh, yeah.
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 Cheeky wee.
And it's a little bit glorious, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you feel the glory?
I can.
Tell me, have you been there?
Let me ask you this.
Yes. The answer is yes, Tom.
Yeah, but without the pretense of having to get something out of the shed, Toby.
Yeah, but that's just why you're out of the... You tell me that you just go out to the garden to take
a whiz.
I
mean, this relies on a couple of things. One, am I drunk? Two, whose garden is it?
Oh, that's a good point, actually, because it's more exciting when it's someone else's garden.
Oh, yeah.
Three, am I...
I call it freewheeling.
Like, this is the thing. I would enjoy that if I was in a dark area of the garden where people can't see me, a bit of a breeze on my face.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'd literally stepped out the patio doors and then shut them and then started going...
No, I think that's a bit close.
And there's a party, like, and there's a party like in the living room.
I'm staring out into the universe as my body empties. I feel like it's philosophical.
You should... If you like that, this is a tip. Try this. Don't do this. But, you know, if that's that sort of... I'll just get on with it. Nighttime.
Yeah.
An island somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Next time I'm on an island somewhere, I'll remember this.
Go out to the beach.
Yeah, lovely.
Just where the moon's up.
Yeah.
Way into the sea.
Lovely.
Straight into the sea.
Straight into the sea.
Straight into space.
Go back from whence you came. Straight into the a drop in the ocean.
Something glorious about it, isn't it? Something glorious.
More than a drop. I couldn't.
But yeah, but it's...
You know, just now I was there, before we started the podcast, I'd had a beer, and I thought to myself, I'm going to have a wee.
You went into Tom's garden, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I went to go past the bathroom, but someone's having a shower in there. And it turned out it wasn't someone having a shower, George. It was you having a wee.
It was me having a wee. Listen, I have a dragon-like urethra.
With many, many holed urethra.
We used to live in a house in Leeds where the bathroom was above the living room, and people used to say that they used to have to pause The Sopranos because the sound of me pissing into the back of the pan was so off-putting.
Their accent.
Yeah, but did you sound of...
All they could hear was... at the start of The Sopranos. And
it's a very husky show, though, isn't it? Very quiet, husky kind of show.
That is exactly what it sounded like when I walked past.
So you were showering in your own urine?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I just have a powerful flow, that's all.
Powerful, but it's not just powerful, it's also got it's dispersed as well. Like a shower head.
Do you have different settings?
I don't know if it is, because it makes more of a noise that, like, you know, well, like if a hose pipe has a dispersing spray thing on the end.
You can twist it and it changes, yeah.
Mm. Whereas if it just comes straight out of it, it's more...
Mm-hmm.
We're literally talking about wee.
I really need a wee.
You do, don't you? I can see you shaking.
It's the end of another show.
And it's the end of Josh's career on this podcast.
Is it? Well, is it?
He might return, like, in, like, another form, like, later on.
So,
like,
Josh...
Like, I've been meaning to tell you about this, but...
I'll explain it.
Okay.
Josh is...
Tom did explain this to me before, and it didn't make any sense, no. So...
Josh is... Well,
he's going to do it good now, though.
I'm going to do it really well.
You'll do it, kid. Slam dunk.
Thanks. Thanks, Kim. I mean, wise and powerful, whatever. What are we doing?
Josh is leaving.
Oh, no,
he's moving away from Bristol, which means that this internet-based platform, he can't take part in it any longer. There's literally no way for him and us to communicate if he's in Leeds and we're in Bristol.
But
anyway, he's been called. The calling that lives inside every northerner has finally called to Josh, a bit
like a speakerphone on top of Greg's.
Like a speakerphone on top of Greg's. Or an obscure reference here, but like how the Archdemon calls to all the darkspawn in the Dragon Age game. What I'm getting at is that Josh has got to go back to the north, up beyond the wall.
It's time.
Winter
is coming.
The reason that he needs to do that is because Josh is a sort of missionary of sorts. He's a sort of evangelist, and he's got to take. He's taking a copy of the cassette, not the cassette. We wouldn't trust you with that in the north. But he's taking a copy of the cassette up to he's yeah, up to the north, up to Leeds, beyond the wall, and he's going to play it live for people in you know, pubs and the venues. He's going to play it live, so it's going to be called the Internet on Cassette Tour Live Tour.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
On Saturday mornings, he's warming, opening for Keith Chegwin, doing something.
But not just Leeds, all the famous northern cities, Hull, yep. Scarborough,
yeah,
Cleethorpes,
all the famous cultural hubs,
Bradford, Harrogate,
yeah,
Ilkley Moor,
yeah,
Newcastle, Reykjavik,
yeah,
taking the podcast to distant lands.
That guy's hut, you know, the guy who
Svalbard
was having it off with all of his, you know, his daughters, and they made him his wives.
Oh yeah, yeah, above the
wall.
Crass's.
It'll be a Crass's. He's got a weekly sort of Crass's.
That's it. Yeah.
So you're doing it. You're doing the Internet on Cassette Live Tour live on Saturday mornings with Keith Jacobs.
It's like live and kicking.
It is like live and kicking with Andy Peters. No, he did. What did Andy Peters do? That was going live, was it? Was Andy Peters
in live and kicking?
Live and kicking. Andy Peters and
Emma Ball.
I love remembering things. I love remembering things.
Ball.
So good.
Zoe Ball.
Emma Summer. Emma. No, she. No, it was. No, it wasn't.
Banting.
Zoe Ball.
Banting.
It wasn't
Banting.
Emma. It wasn't Baby Emma. Banting. She's a Spice Girl. No, Emma. Something. I'll remember it later.
Jessops.
But I'm going to live in a house share with Andy Peters in Leeds. He bloody loves Leeds, does Andy Peters. He'll, of course, be having the cupboard room of the house, be sharing it with Gordon the Gopher, and we'll be presenting a children's television show from the cupboard.
Called
Live from Inside the Cupboard. It's the Internet on Cassette with Gordon the Gopher and Andy Peters. Woo! And then we have a little, like, we can't quite get an audience in there, so there's just a...
And Toby Crane? No, Toby that's Anstis? Not right. Andy Crane. But not Andy Crane. Toby Anstis would do the weather.
Yeah, and Simon and Paul. What were they called that? Were they called that? Trevor and Simon.
Zig and Zag.
Trevor and Simon Paul will Simon. Be on there. Paul Simon. Trevor and Simon will be on there.
Yeah. Paul Simon.
We don't know duvets. We've got Wonky Donkey's going to be on here.
Don't forget Mitch, the voiceover guy.
Rugrats will be on.
So it's sort of a bit of a blowout, this episode. It's sort of a bit of a last hurrah of long-winded rubbish. see off resident guest who will no longer be in residency.
But like, we will be starting a northern franchise of the Internet on 8-track. And we'll also be
technology's behind, isn't it?
We were going to do a website, but
that's not
PlusNet broadband. I haven't quite got that sorted out up there yet. So we will be handing around a copy of Microsoft Encarta 97 to the residents of Leeds, informing them of the yet to come internet that will be coming, and then
CD-ROM or floppy?
Yes, zip disk.
Excellent.
On zip disk, they hold more than a floppy, but less than a... Old formats. That's what this show should be called.
Toby, anything to add as a final addition?
I think that's great.
I don't
want to talk
to
you. I'm
Josh is
fine. Why the disconnect? Why the disconnect?